You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Uruguayan TV channel refused to broadcast video advocating for gay rights. They claim that the campaign fails to fulfill the purported aesthetic line of the company, but the incident could be summarized simply as discrimination. When Uruguay's main TV channels, Channel 10, decided this week to ban the broadcasting of a campaign called A Kiss is a Kiss, promoted by the group Ovejas Negras, or Black Sheep. The ad shows three couples kissing in different parts of the country's capital, Montevideo. A couple of women, a transvestite and a man, and two men. The message ends in all cases with a legend that says the Uruguayan laws condemn gender and sexual discrimination. After several attempts to avoid broadcasting the ad, a purported advisory council of the channel ended up arguing that there was lack of creativity in the message. Anyone who has ever watched Channel 10 will know that this is an outrageous excuse. Programs about the lives of celebrities also popper as sitcoms that could be described as anything but intelligent. Behind the slogan of the Channel of the Uruguayans, one cannot find big creative efforts. That is why the excuse used to avoid showing the ad of Ovejas Negras is quite surprising. This is a paradox. A public campaign against discrimination is discriminated. Sometimes reality tops fiction, begins a letter made public yesterday by the group of activists. The public document goes on to pose several questions. Why are kisses are not creative? Is it that gays, lesbian, and transsexuals are anti-aesthetic? Why this sudden concern for the image we show and this selective power that imitates what used to be 100 years ago? What happened to the slogan of Channel 10, thinking of everyone? Are we not part of everyone?
You're listening to Real World News.